Okay, we're continuing our study on the kingdom of God and studying out the word of the Lord that talks about the kingdom of God. And we read in Luke 16:16 that Jesus said that it is now time. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. And so the kingdom of God is being preached now. Jesus preached it. He told his disciples to preach it. He told us to proclaim the kingdom of God. He told us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things would be added to us. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God. He spoke of them concerning the things of the kingdom of God. And so the kingdom of God is available to us. The realm of God's reign, the authority of God is in the earth today. So we need to tap into it and allow it to come into our life and flow in our life. And that's when it becomes powerful. Our last lesson, we talked about kingdom character. And so we're going to continue talking about kingdom character again. Kingdom character is us having the character of the king of the kingdom. If there is a kingdom called the kingdom of God, and there is, then there's a king of that kingdom. And we need to look at the character of the king. And so the character of the king is amazing. And we talked a little bit about last time in Exodus chapter 36 about the building of the tabernacle, that God told Moses to build a tabernacle of witness while they were sojourning from Egypt to the promised land, because God wanted to be their God. He wanted to dwell among them. He wanted to express his love and his nature to them so they would have a father, as it were, and a leader and a champion and a king in their midst. And in this tabernacle was a prescribed method of worship and praise and sacrifice to pay for sin so that people could enjoy fellowship with God until Jesus could come. And Jesus is portrayed in this tabernacle. And in one verse, it's striking because it talks about the colors of the tabernacle. And those colors in Exodus 36, verse 8, it talks about four different colors. There was purple, there was scarlet, there was white, and there was blue. And we talked about the fact that how these relate to the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the color purple is found in the book of Matthew, which predominantly talks about the character of Jesus being King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And that color is a purple. It's a kingly color. It's a royal color. And the book of Mark talks about the scarlet color, the color of the suffering servant who gave his life and his needs for mankind and met our needs, rather, serving our needs of mankind. And this is the briefest book of Jesus, the briefest record of his life, written to Gentiles with the emphasis on miracles and the power of Jesus over nature, disease, and demons. Jesus met our needs. Hallelujah. He became our suffering servant. And so this beautiful picture is portrayed in the book of Mark. In the book of Luke, we have the color white in that was in the tabernacle, but also the color white of the purity of the Son of Man. He's known as the Son of Man in the book of Luke, and it portrays the humanity of Jesus. And the color white always displays purity and spotlessness. And so his purity and spotlessness was apart from any thought of an official position on the earth and the compassion towards the needs of mankind. It's the most complete biography of Jesus's life, and it's written aimed at the Greeks and in the Gentile world, with many Jewish customs explained because they were not Jewish. And so they had to be explained. But we have a beautiful picture of the humanity of Jesus, the Son of Man, in the book of Luke. And the character of Christ brought out in the book of John is portrayed in the tabernacle of the blue color, the Son of God. Hallelujah. The heavenly character. He's known as the Son of God. And he is the Son of God. And he writes about the love of God, revealing the deeper teachings of the Lord. And it's also written with the whole church in mind, the Jews, the Greeks, the Romans, and all the world. This kingdom character of blue portrayed in the book of John is that heavenly character. Hallelujah. That he is the mighty Son of God come to the earth. Hallelujah. Portrayed. These characteristics of the king get inside of us. That beautiful purple kingly character gets inside of us. And we realize that we are we are born of God, that we are now the sons of God, that we're new creatures in Christ, that we're children of a king, that we're going to rule and reign with him, that we don't think of ourselves as paupers and as people who are on the outside, but we are people who can receive the nature, his divine nature on the inside of us. The Bible says we become partakers of his divine nature and escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. We should rule and reign with Christ. And so that kingly character comes on the inside of us. And Mark, that suffering servant, we're able to bear the burdens of one another. We're able to lay our life down because Jesus did, and he paid an awesome price for us. And the blood of the Lamb has been shed for us that we might be partaking of Jesus's ministry and going into all the world and laying down our life in prayer and ministry and intercession and visiting people and loving people and not counting our own life dear as unto ourselves.